Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Laga. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Doug Baker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bobby Bonilla. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joel Davis. And now, play ball. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Herndon moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi strikes out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles juggles the ball. That's an error on Coles. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-0 in the game. Coles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fisk. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Gibson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolleson takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tolleson moves to third. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tolleson scores. Baines moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonilla takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to third. Kittle moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. Baines scores. Kittle moves to third. Bonilla moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kittle scores. Bonilla moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonilla scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 0 for 1 in the game. Laga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cangalosi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris fires to first and picks off Cangalosi. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 1 in the game. Coles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coles moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Coles scores. Gibson moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-2, White Sox. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Evans moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 0 for 2 in the game. Laga hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans scores. Lemon moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 4, White Sox, 4. Harry Spillman pinch hits for Doug Baker. Harry Spillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spillman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Trammell now playing shortstop. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kittle strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bonilla strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gibson. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Laga scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coles takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Little hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Craig pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig takes first base on ball 4. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tolleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Craig moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig scores. Tolleson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, White Sox. Reed Nichols pinch runs for Harold Baines. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Mark Hill now catching. Rod Craig now playing right field. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Juan Agosto now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Gibson moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Bob James now pitching. Tom Brookins pinch runs for Darrell Evans. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Laga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Parrish scores. Brookins moves to second. It's Tigers, 6, White Sox, 6. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fisk. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Brookins scores. Laga moves to third. It's 7-6, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fisk who is chasing the ball. Herndon reaches third base with a triple. Laga scores. Trammell scores. It's 9-6, Tigers. Gene Nelson now pitching. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coles hits a line drive towards first. Bonilla reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bonilla bunts towards the mound. Hernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Little hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonilla moves to second. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Craig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson now playing shortstop. Tim Hewlett now playing third base. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fisk. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Fisk throws the ball into Nelson, who tags Lemon trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Brookins goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tolleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Mark Hill. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston strikes out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kittle strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.